This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, you are doing top friends, get the faith, and the lawyers, the widows, and the bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you tuned in looking for Bradley, he's off today. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. For Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to both the Bible as the authoritative word of God, and I'll be filling in for Bradley today, live here from the U.S. occupied great state of South Carolina. And happy to have all of you with us today. Now, when I say Bradley's off today, the guy is never off. He's constantly working. He's constantly doing something. But filling in for him, sort of an emergency show, if you will, today. We've got a very special guest with us, and I'll be bringing him on in just a moment. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so. The websites are sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on Facebook at Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio, and also the YouTube channel, which is Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty. You can find that there on YouTube, as well as we're also on a variety of social media outlets with our media website, and that's on Minds, Mumblet, MeWe, Spreely, Gab. There'll be more if they'll give us the opportunity to put this stuff out there. Also on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. On Twitter, and we're not going to take any calls today because I want to be able to give our guest enough time to kind of communicate what's going on with him. Let me give you just a couple of things. We ask you to check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. In fact, we've got a story up. It's a few days old. It's something from last week, but on Neil Suits. Now he's going to be our guest here in just a moment, and I'm going to bring him on in just a bit. But, you know, news has come out that a whistleblower has come out and said that Facebook is auto-generating pages for ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And now, isn't that interesting, how they're involved in these things? We've got several stories out today worth your time to go over and look. And by the way, one very, very important one is the story that I've been covering for several months now, almost since the beginning of the year, I think it was February, March, about what's going on in Lee County, Florida. And that just hit the national stage in a report by The Guardian. And you can check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. The Guardian finally makes a national story about Lee County Sheriff Carmine Mercino's crimes that we've reported on for months, and now we're asking the question, will Gloria Allred be next? Now, with that said, I'd like to welcome a gentleman. He has dual citizenship here in America and in Switzerland. He is currently in Switzerland. He has had his two young boys taken from him by what's the equivalent of our CPS, our Child Protective Services. They call it SMPI over there in Switzerland. They have taken them from him. The gentleman is was nationally known here in the States years ago when he successfully sued Dr. Phil to have his mental health policies changed for his show. And he is joining us live here from Switzerland.
Neil Suits. Neil, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, man.
Thank you so much for having me on, Tim, and thank you to Bradley and everybody at Sons of Liberty.
Yep, yep. We're happy to bring you on. Now, we have just a few minutes before we go to break, and then we'll kind of pick things up. But you've got a couple of minutes here, maybe about 3 minutes or so. If you want to tell people, just give them a brief introduction to you, and then we'll jump right in the next section with what all has transpired and why there is a need for the people here in the States and everyone listening even outside the States to get involved in what's going on in your situation.
Okay, so very briefly, I'm 49 years old. I turned 49 on Monday, 3 days after I spoke apparently a little too much in the American media, and they completely took every single right, visit, and communication with my children away from me after my children have been held here in Geneva as captives against international law for over 2 years. My background, very briefly, is I'm an author. I was a best-selling author, facts being what they are, and a filmmaker and advocate for people with mental health issues to stand up for the rights of those with mental illness in America. I did, in fact, as you said, Tim, sue Dr. Phil, Paramount Pictures, Petoskey Productions, and Oprah Winfrey in 2004 under the Americans with Disabilities Act, simply to get them to change their policies, which ended very successfully because the enormous support from the American public and the American media. When people see the Dr. Phil show now at the end, there's a big disclaimer at the end saying, you know, the show's kind of for entertainment purposes only. If you have a particular issue, it's best to see somebody individually. That's the brief version. I dedicated my life for over 10 years because of my own diagnosis with a mental health issue, my own rapid recovery and my dedication to that. I dedicated my life to helping other people, to sharing hope with people, to letting people know that total and complete recovery is possible, and to letting people know that, you know, half the population of America has some sort of mental health issue. It's really not something that we should be discriminating against people for. And long story short, met a woman, met her family, got married into the family, got married into the Mormon church, and at the end of it, you know, that being 7 years later, had my children kidnapped by the government in Geneva. And it's a big, big, big confusing story that comes down to a few people that have done some really horrible things in violation of, quite frankly, the word of God, Matthew 18:6. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to save my children. I'm here to be extremely grateful to you, to all those in the media that have supported me, that have verified my story as being true. And I'm very grateful to be here to speak with you today. Thank you so much, Jim.
Yeah, sure. And just so people understand, you talked about marrying in the Mormon church, but you've come to realize that a lot of that is not what they have promoted it as. In fact, you've got leaders in the Mormon church who have come out and sought really to attack you, to defame you, and things like that. And we're going to get into some of that.
My ex father-in-law, we'll go into this, is Robert Grant Bradford. Robert Grant Bradford is the great grandson of the former prophet of the Mormon Church, Heber J. Grant. Robert Grant Bradford, as per facts, whether it's the Maricopa County court system records or whether it's the New York Times, is also was charged and prosecuted as the money man and the man who bought the gun on the 2002 attempted assassination plot on Sheriff Joe.
Neil, we got to go to break here. When we come back, we'll tell people how they can get in touch with you as far as any media people who want to cover this story to help you get your kids back. We'll be right back after these messages. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hang on.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your ticket today at CoachDaveLive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty. SonsofLibertyRadio.com, SonsofLibertyMedia.com. Let me make one statement here just so we're clear, because our listeners understand that we make very clear distinctions between biblical Christianity and what the Mormon Church teaches and what Joseph Smith taught and Brigham Young and all those guys down the line. We do believe that Jesus Christ is the Creator, that He is God, that He is the eternal Son of God. He's not a created being. He's not a spirit brother of Lucifer or any of these things. He's the only savior of mankind. And any other writings that claim to be the word of God outside the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are not authoritative. They are not the word of God. But I just want to be clear about that, because we're mentioning the Mormon Church, and we talk about that. Even though they're a part of this, of what we're going to see, and I'm going to let Neil get into that. I just want to make sure that people understand we're not condoning the Mormon Church or anything like that. What we're trying to do is we want to make a distinction of that. But at the heart of this, there are some children who are at stake that have been medically kidnapped. In fact, the first place I read about your story, Neil, was on medicalkidnap.com as I was listening to my friend Jim White at Northwest Liberty News interview you about what had happened to you. And these guys have brought your story out. And so we want you to be able to kind of fill people in on how did your kids get kidnapped from you? And they've been held, they've been abused, they've been neglected for 2 years, and you've been documenting this stuff. This isn't just things that you're saying. You have actual physical evidence, photos, videos, and documents.
Correct. The relatively brief story is, on February 20, 2017, my ex-wife, Courtney Helen Creamer Suits, and our two sons, who were then 7 and 3, Corey and Skyler, were living in Arizona. Because of my extreme desire to go public to the authorities, not to the media, but to the authorities in Arizona, because of the horrific sexual, psychological, and emotional and physical abuse that had happened to my ex-wife as a child, numerous siblings, as testified by her and other of her siblings, I had my career taken from me. As you said, I, to Dr. Phil, I was a best-selling author. I had everything stripped from me by these people in the state of Arizona. On February 20th, my ex-wife came home to our little apartment in Mesa, having lost our beautiful home in Gilbert, fell down on the floor between the kids' bedroom and our living room and handed me her cell phone. She said, look, 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 look. And I looked at her phone, and it was a video of my ex-father-in-law, her stepfather, molesting our very young nephew, Austin, in a bathtub in a hotel in Tucson, Arizona, while my ex-mother-in-law, her biological mother, Helen Mae Creamer Bradford, was filming a child pornography video and directing it. They were never arrested. They were never prosecuted. We did turn them into the police. My ex-wife, Courtney, wanted to turn them into the leaders of the Mormon Church, the local leaders, to get them counseling on, quote, how to be better parents and to refrain from behaving in such a manner. I said, they're molesting Austin. They're going to the cops. We did that. That was the final swoop. As soon as we turned them in, they took the last of what we had, including our apartment, from us by defamation and influence in Maricopa County. My ex-wife, understandably, having been subject to the abuse she was subject to throughout her entire life, she was in her mid-30s at the time, it didn't bode very well for her psychiatrically and emotionally. And there was a big dive into excessive drug and alcohol abuse. We came to Geneva because I am, as you said, a double citizen. I'm a dual citizen. I had an American father and a Swiss mother. So I'm American. I was born in New York. I was raised primarily in America, but spent a lot of my life in Switzerland. And we came here to start a new life, to save our kids from ever being touched by the horrific things that had happened inside of my ex-wife's family, tied to the top of the Mormon Church by blood. When we got here, the extent of my ex-wife's emotional and psychiatric problems peaked. 2.5 weeks after we got here, she tried to jump out of the 8-story window of our apartment in Geneva, Switzerland. I was able to finally call an ambulance once I was able to get my three-year-old son, Skyler, free from her arms. She was psychiatrically hospitalized. Within 24 hours of her being there, she told the doctors at the psych hospital, having thought that I was the one that actually institutionalized her and acting in a fashion of revenge, that I was a pedophile, that I had raped her, molested the kids, and beat all of them for the entire course of our marriage and their lives. The CPS here in Geneva took her word as valid. They asked me no questions. They told me nothing. And they made a very, very rapid plan to seize my sons. It was done 9 days after. On July 25th of 2017, we were at the Geneva University Hospital, known as HUG, H-U-G. We were there for a physical exam. My ex-wife had been institutionalized already for 9 days at that point. After the physical exam, they said, we'll be back with you and give you the results in a few minutes. The door to the exam room opened. There were 15 people in front of there, including security guards, doctors, nurses, medical aides. My young son, Skyler, was ripped out of my arms. I was holding him in my arms. He was ripped from my arms by somebody on the hospital staff. My young son, Corey, then 7 years old, was torn off my hand. He was holding my hand. They were dragged down the hallway of the Geneva University Hospital screaming. This is two and a half weeks, Tim, after we came here for a better life to protect our kids. I was brought into a little room, 15 feet across the room. They held up a piece of paper that I didn't see, and they said, we have a piece of paper here that says your kids are staying here. We have accusations that are made against you that are very serious. Get a lawyer. They opened the door. There were two large security guards. They grabbed me on either side, and they threw me out of the hospital. They said, good luck, get a lawyer. That's how the story began.
Okay. All right. Now, once that happened, what was your recourse? What did you do?
Well, we've been here for 2.5 weeks. Although I'm Swiss, my head was spinning. I had no idea what was going on. Although I speak French, I had been in America for 10 years, so my French was a little bit dumbed down. So I didn't really understand even asking people questions. I had to leave the grounds of the hospital under threat of being arrested. It took me a month to find a lawyer, Tim. Nobody would touch the case. Nobody. And all I said is my kids were taken at the hospital here in Geneva. I don't know what's going on. I had no idea what was going on. in the course of the first 9 days between July 15, 2017 and July 25, 2017, that being the day when my ex-wife was hospitalized and the day when my kids were seized, the works were in play to put together what is in fact legally defined as the international child kidnapping of my son Skyler and my son Corey. It was done in conjunction with, and we did not find out that we did not find any papers and we did not find out the details. Once I was able to get an attorney about a month later, it took us 8 months to find out what was behind this. The U.S. consul to Switzerland from the United States, Jeremias Dirk, and his senior consular assistant, Chris Delmonico, in conjunction with the world-renowned child psychiatrist and child psychiatric experimenter, Dr. Daniel Scott Schechter, numerous doctors here in Geneva, low-level people at the Department of State who remain anonymous, and people at International Social Services and the SPMI, the CPS of Geneva, the Service for the Protection of Minors and Infants. They changed my son Skyler's last name so they could get him a new passport. They didn't tell me what was going on. They had illegal meetings without my knowledge, without my agreement, with no awareness of me, what was going on, to quickly and rapidly, they call it repatriate, to send my kids back to America, which means to commit international child kidnapping. It is a horrendous, horrendous story. My children were kept. They failed, quote unquote, at their well-organized attempt with 30 people to get this done. My kids were kept at the Geneva University Hospital in a psychiatric experiment regarding PTSD mothers and the PTSD mothers' adverse effects on young special needs children that was done by Dr. Schechter, documented, for which he won a national award in America a few months later. They were kept there for 4 months. They were then transferred to a children's group home here in Geneva. It's called a foyer, which is a group home. About 4 or 5 months later, my oldest son, Corey, aged out, so they transferred them to another group home. They've been in that group home for over a year and a half. They've been abused. They've been neglected. They've been molested. They have been emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually tortured to a degree that is incomprehensible. Even if Corey and Skyler were not my sons, I'm starting to see how the world's reacting to this. I put right. out the videos.
Hang on a second. We're coming up on a break here. I want to put this out here before we go to break, and that is, if you're a person who is in the media, you want to get in touch with Neil, and you want to look at the documents, you want to see the videos, the pictures, you want to put a story out on this, and you want to get in touch with him to help him in the case, he's got a number you can reach him. It's the New York number, 212-796-4120. You'll be able to call and speak with him or email him at sosscreamofsilent@tutanota.com. We'll be right back with more Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com, right after these messages.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the United States is in a very powerful position with Iran. Talking to reporters in Los Angeles, the president didn't elaborate, but he did say,
I think my thinking pretty much remains the same, and we haven't learned much that we didn't know, but there is a certain a guarantee factor. We're really at a point now where we know very much what happened.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia, and the United States is working with our European allies to discuss further moves to prevent more violence. The Fed Reserve is lowering interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point, making it easier for Americans to borrow money. The rate cut was expected by many analysts and is the second time this year that the rates have been cut. President Trump has been a supporter of cutting interest rates and wants them cut even more. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. SonsofLibertyRadio.com, SonsofLibertyMedia.com, and we're coming up on a break there. I want to be able to give out that information so that if you are in the media, you have the opportunity to investigate this yourself and then see that Neil is telling you exactly the truth, and you can respond to that. The number to reach him again is 212-796-4120, and then email him at SOS Scream of Silence at TUTANOTA.com. I don't even know, Neil, if I want to even try to pronounce that. Is that a French thing or something?
Here's the funny thing on the email. That's tutanota.com. It's a Russian email service because everything from my Gmail to my Icelandic, my email service in Iceland, including our old website, sosbook.is, was so brilliantly hacked by the opposing parties that, if somebody's wanting to hack a Russian email service, probably not a good idea. That's what I'm guessing. Yeah. So I hooked up with the Russians to set up my email.
Right. I just wanted to be able to spell it out so people could get it if they need to get in touch with you. Now, what we want to do here is we the show moves kind of quickly here. So what we want to do is let's help people understand some of the evidence of things that you've discovered that I'm going to say the state of Geneva or Switzerland there. People have to remember Geneva is where John Calvin flourished. It's where the Word of God flourished. Years ago, it was pushed over, kicked over by those who came through the French Revolution. We saw the effects of that, around the same time of our own war for independence here. But America was really founded upon the Word of God and that Geneva Bible that the Pilgrims brought with them that had the notes from Calvin in them that taught them, how to live according to the Word of God. So we have to understand that. Now it's basically become a place that's the originator now of child trafficking. And so your kids were here. They were trying to get them out of Switzerland, send them back over here
into America under the watchful eye of leaders in the Mormon Church. So, and these people had been, like you said, involved in some child pornography and things of that nature. Pick it up from there and help people understand exactly what you've been dealing with your own two sons. And if you want to, bring it up with any updates that we have, because we had some special things go over on the weekend as well.
Okay, so I'm going to get a bullet point from here. Both of my sons, Corey, who's 9 years old now, and Skylar, who's 5, are both special needs. Corey has infantile autism. Skylar is severely handicapped developmentally. He's 5.5 years old. He's about the size of a 3-year-old. My ex-wife was a drug user during pregnancy and breastfeeding. And yes, listeners, as I've addressed with Dr. Gary Null, yes, I did try to stop her. Yes, I did try to get her into treatment. Yes, I did try to let the authorities in Arizona know. And every time I called, as documented by the Gilbert police where we lived, I was asked to leave the house because they had everybody in their pocket. So, long story short, major points. I have level 1 fingerprint clearance through the Department of Public Safety processed by the FBI. I've never kicked a cat. It's been proven it's still valid to this day unless it's being removed as I'm talking right now. The U.S. Consul, Jeremiah Sturck, and his senior consular assistant from America to Switzerland that work in the embassy, Ambassador McMullen, had no idea this was going on until this Saturday. This Saturday. Just a few days ago, finally, one day after they cut the heads off my kids and stopped all my visitation and communication with them, based on, and I'm going to tell you, and this is going to tie into what you were just saying about Calvin and Geneva, Tim, because it's mind-blowing at this point. My little boys are in a bad, bad state. In the course of the putting up of my website, the media exposure that's growing astronomically right now, as you said, starting with medical kidnap and just going to Jim at Northwest Liberty and you, and it's just going wild now, which is what is needed. My son Corey wanted to talk to Jesus because he didn't know who to talk to anymore except Daddy, to beg to come home and to say how he and his brother Skyler weren't safe anymore because Skyler can't really talk much. You have to know Skyler and listen to him really, really well. He only speaks French. It's a very handicapped version of French. Corey wanted to make a video, a message to Jesus, so I recorded it. And put yourself in the mind of a traumatized child who was ripped 2.5 years ago almost out of his father's arms, who's been lost, who's been traded around, transferred around, taken care of by over 90 different people, doesn't even know where his father lives. His mother left Switzerland 1.5 years ago and has just vanished, but her family and the church and the people in the United States and her representative here, her lawyer and the SPMI here, the CPS people, are impersonating her identity now. So he begged Jesus to come home in a video, and he told Jesus, he said, Jesus, I'm not safe. Jesus, I want to be with Daddy. I'm sitting right next to him, and he's talking. It's as clear as day. So the SPMI here, the CPS of Geneva, found the video on one of the articles that's been written, one of the many articles, and they said that I was instrumentalizing my son, exploiting him, and exposing his private life to the world. So they got what's called a super provisional order from the court, from the juvenile court here, to cease everything, cease visits, cease communications, cease everything, basically cut my son's heads off, because my son in Geneva, Switzerland, wanted to pray to Jesus and talk to Jesus through a computer because he didn't know what else to do anymore, to beg Jesus to help him to come home. And in the city where Calvin, as you were saying, professed the word of God that was transferred to America then on the Geneva Bible, I cannot say, and I will not say that everybody in this town is anti-God or atheist, but the people behind this that would do this, that would violate Matthew 18:6, the people that would do this, and it's not just my kids, there's other horrible, horrible stories happening in Geneva. But the people that are involved in this situation go all the way to the top, and it's so, so sad. My son's doctor, Skyler had a feeding tube, a G-tube, placed when he was like 5 months old because he had problems swallowing and eating. He had it placed in Phoenix, Arizona, where we lived, through a doctor at Phoenix Children's Hospital. His doctor who followed him, his gastroenterologist at Phoenix Children, who worked with CPS, she was mandated to look out for red flags, abuse, negligence, things like that. She knew me, Corey, and Skylar. She had only met my ex-wife once years ago at the first visit. She knew us intimately for over 2 years. She was Skylar's most direct doctor. She was always with me and Corey and Skylar 6 days after my kids were seized in 2017. She gave me a letter, a testimonial letter, that was presented to the SPMI here, the CPS, and the court, saying, quote, at all of my visits with Skylar and Mr. Suits, Dad was attentive and loving to his sons. Skylar was always clean, appropriately dressed, and appeared to be comfortable and playful with Dad. There were no red flags regarding Mr. Suits' parenting or my interactions with him. And they say, I didn't exist before I came to Geneva. And at the end of the story, Tim, what they're saying is, we're never going to give Mr. Suits back his kids because he's living in a state of delusion, thinking there's an international conspiracy against him and he's psychiatrically dangerous for his kids. It's been verified not only by the facts on paper, the photos, the videotapes, the falsified documents, now by more than a dozen journalists. It's not in my head. When you mix the leaders of the Mormon Church, including Lance Wickman, who's the general counsel in Utah, my ex-father-in-law, who's a felon who tried to kill Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who's tied blood to the top of the Mormon Church, the U.S. consul and his assistant who have kept this from Ambassador McMullen, and now we're praying Ambassador McMullen is doing something, and that's part of one of the calls to action because he was finally notified. And you get people at International Social Services, people at the hospital here, people in America. I have two standing death threats against me that were written, one by one of the leaders of the Mormon Church here in Geneva and one by my ex-wife's family. And you talk about Christianity, real, the word of God versus Mormonism. Mormons believe that they're God. They believe that when they die, they're going to have their own planet and they're going to have a million wives and a million spirit kids. They actually believe they're God. And they actually were bold enough to send me death threats with their names attached to it. And at the bottom line, Tim, my sons have been since July 25th of 2017 until today, where they're at the lowest point ever without their daddy not even seeing me anymore until this gets regulated from really high up and somebody stands up and says enough is enough. My sons are being used in a pawn as pawns in the most scandalous event ever in the history of Swiss-American relations. It's obviously not in my head. There's enough people that have documented what's going on, what's happened, and I now have, hands down, the most prolific, intelligent, and capable criminal defense attorney in the Canton of Geneva, which is the state of Geneva, who's backed me on everything.
Right, and just so people understand, they tried to make it out like you basically have a tinfoil hat on, that whatever happened, you know, in your life, whether it was the suing Dr. Phil, whether it was your care for your wife and your kids while you were here in the States, or whatever it was before you got to Switzerland, that's, you've just made that stuff up. You've just dreamed that. You've put it out. And yet the documents declare that, but they don't even want you to cite documentation in the courts there. And we're going to come up here on the last break in just a few seconds. Mm-hmm. So what I want to do is I want to, again, give out the information here. If there are other journalists out there who would like to dig into this and you'd like to say, okay, is this Neil guy for real? Neil will be very straightforward with you. He'll provide you with the documentation. He's willing to talk to you and give interviews as well. The number is 212-796-4120, or you can email him at SOS Scream of Silence at TUTANOTA.com. And Neil, you do have a book out. We've got about 10 seconds or so, so make it count. But where can people pick up your book? Is that website back up now, or are they still got it cut off?
Within 48 hours, the website's going to go back up, and I'll be notifying all the journalists that have interviewed me and done stories on me what the URL is. I can't say it right now. The website is not yet complete. Our first website was hacked, but it will be. Everybody will be notified simultaneously within 48 hours.
Okay, we'll be right back with the final segment here and a call to action. Neil Suits, our guest, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsoflibertyradio.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
All right, welcome to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I get my mind in several different places. Sorry about that. And on the line we have with us Neil Suits live from Switzerland. He's giving us a story about what happened with him, both in the States and then when he moved over, he and his wife and their kids, to Geneva, Switzerland. And, you know, Neil, it's really a heartbreaking story. And you haven't even gotten into all of the things you uncovered. I don't know if you want to give that, take a couple of minutes before we move into this call of action where we want people to, you know, kind of speak out on your behalf. But if you want to take a couple of minutes to kind of share some of the things you've uncovered as far as what you've had to sit there and witness and document as to what the CPS of Switzerland has done to your own sons.
Absolutely. All right. If I could even be brief, negligence, period, overall. Okay. There are pictures, some of them edited for appropriateness, and people will know what I'm talking about. Blood coming out of my little baby Skyler's legs and butt cheeks because he's not sufficiently potty trained and he wasn't being cleaned. His face being smashed in because he's so physically handicapped, he couldn't even run properly without falling on his face. And one day he tried to escape the foyer to find daddy. He didn't even know where daddy was, but he just ran from the foyer and he smashed his face in. No doctor care, no emergency visit, no nurse, nothing. A lollipop when I got there the next day. And I had no reason, I had no right to take him to a doctor or else they were going to have me arrested. My son Corey's been molested. He's told me three times that he's had his private parts touched, and everybody says Mr. Suits is instrumentalizing Corey to say that. The first thing that we're taught when we get level one fingerprint clearance to take care of vulnerable people and handicapped people and little children that are special needs is if a child says he's being hurt, you better listen. You better not ignore it. That's my own son saying that. They said it's in my head. My children have been the subject of psychiatric experiments. They continue to be abused physically, emotionally, spiritually, and psychologically by other kids in the foyer because they're the only special needs kids and they're so vulnerable. And everybody keeps saying at the bottom line of this, the people that are opposed to me getting my sons back, Mr. Suits made this up. It's all Mr. Suits' fault. And we've proven everything wrong. We've proven every accusation wrong. The judge in the last hearing, we've had four quote-unquote hearings in over almost two and a half years. The judge in the last hearing got so mad at me because I called my ex-wife's lawyer's bluff in the court because my ex-wife didn't show up. She's been gone for a year and a half, kind of disappeared, basically. I called her on a bluff, and he told me to shut my mouth, and if I were to talk anymore, he would have me physically removed from his courtroom. No right to present evidence. No right to talk. He actually said to my lawyer, he said, j'aime pas vos questions, which means I don't like your questions. It's worse than a banana court. The children are being used as pawns. My children, other children, my story with my children happens to be the most corrupt because of the international governmental involvement. And what it comes down to is that my little boys, they're still the sweetest, they're still the kindest, but they used to be the most innocent little boys on the world, the whole planet. And they have been so exploited by lies and corruption, by being used as pawns. My ex-wife's family, they just hired, I sued them for defamation, finally, after almost 2 years, about the two-year point, because they wrote so many false testimonials about me and my life in Arizona. They said I had restraining orders against me and I was a massive criminal in America. Here in Geneva, they just believed it. We kept saying, me and my lawyer, he has level one fingerprint clearance. He has no criminal record. Here's his copy of his empty criminal record. They hired Greenberg and Traurig and Blank Rome, two of the biggest law firms in America, to defend a defamation lawsuit. They didn't even admit that what they said, they didn't even, how can I put this? They didn't deny that they defamed me. They just said it's not actionable because the defamation, the things that were said against me by my ex-wife's family and the leaders of the Mormon Church were said to the authorities. So apparently under Arizona law, it's not actionable. You can just lie to the authorities no matter what you say, but you can't get sued civilly for it. And at the bottom line with this, Tim, my sons are the victims. I'm not the victim. Yes, I'm being defamed. Yes, they're stripping me of my rights. They've taken away my right to speak, my right to be heard in court, my right to present evidence. All I want to do is save my son. I will not stop. I will not break. Everybody asks me, Neil, how come you haven't gone crazy, become a drug addict, become an alcoholic, become this, become that? How come you haven't just disappeared and left Switzerland and given up? Because I will never give up in a million billion years, and this will not take a million billion years, and that's where the call to action comes in. There are horrible things happening in the world. And by the word of God, I mean, God says many things, you know, from the mouth of babes comes the wisest things ever. And don't ever hurt a child, Matthew 18:6. I'm not quoting, of course, verbatim. I would never do that. Children are being used as pawns. My children are being used as pawns. And it's a crime. It's a crime against the Convention of Child Rights. It's a crime against humanity by definition. And bottom line, it's a crime against two little sweet boys who came to Switzerland with their daddy and their mommy. Their mommy bailed a year and a half ago. Their mommy bailed after lying. And the little boys are broken, and they're my little boys. And me and my little boys, me who was the pro se plaintiff in the largest ABA lawsuit in American history, pro se, who has nothing against Dr. Phil, who actually loves Dr. Phil and what he stood up for against pedophilia. And talking about medical kidnapping now. I'm the guy that tried to help so many people in America, and all I wanted to do in the end when I had my kids was just be a daddy and have a simple life and give my kids a good, safe life. They've had that taken from them, and now I'm coming back to the world, and I'm asking everybody, stand up, take the call to action that's coming. Do the investigation yourself. The investigative journalists have done it. It's all legitimate. My boys are running out of time fast. They've already taken my visits. They're going to take my parental rights soon. As soon as they take my parental rights, it's already stated my kids are either going to be put in a foster home in Geneva or they're going to be trafficked back to America. They will disappear. My ex-wife's cousin is David Benjamin Creamer, U.S. Marshals most 15 most wanted list for the distribution and sale of child pornography. These people do not mess around. And my little boys do not deserve this. They need to come home to their daddy. We need to be able to put this behind us and spend a long time recovering and giving my sons a good, safe life. And what happens to these people judiciously, it's not that I don't care, because the law is the law, and hopefully those who have committed crimes will, in fact, be prosecuted. I'm more interested in just making sure I get my sons home quick. We can be together, they can be safe again, and they can have peace and security in their lives as they deserve.
Right. And in the process of that, we've got a few minutes here. In the process of that, there has to be some justices brought too, because there are tremendous injustices that have been done. So there are a couple of things that people can do. Oftentimes, you know, Bradley has said he wants Sons of Liberty Radio to not be just talk radio, but to be do radio. We do need to speak, but then we need to act. And so here's the action. We can contact the White House and President Donald Trump. You can do that by email. You can do that with a phone call. It just takes a moment to do it via the internet. You can pull that up. You can also tweet to him. You can also contact the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. You can email him. You can call him. You can tweet to him. You can also, like it or not, you can actually reach out and tweet to Ivanka Trump, the president's daughter. She cares very much about things like this, and despite whatever, you know, differences we have with their policies and things of this nature, this is something she will put in her dad's ear, no question about that. You can contact your U.S. representative. You can contact your U.S. senator. The average, from what I understand, it takes about 30 or 40 people contacting any of these people that I've mentioned before in a very short time period, like 12 to 24 hours, and they wake up to that. If you got, you know, people kind of drifting in and out on a call to action like that, and you get just a couple, they don't think it's a big deal. You start getting into 30 or 40 people within a short amount of time who are pushing the same thing, you can make a difference. In fact, we've got about a minute here, Neil, and I just kind of want to speak real quick because I'm looking at the clock, so I'm not meaning to cut you off, but I do want to speak on your behalf to push people towards this, because this is the only way it can be done. Over the weekend, they were going to cut off any time you had to even call and say goodnight, and we got people into a call to action the next day. They were restoring that. They were calling out the people who were saying, oh, these were bad things, because they knew that was a really bad thing, a really bad means of them trying to usurp even the court. They were saying, nope, Mr. Suits is correct on this, and you've got to reverse that. But your kids are still not with you. That's the thing you're fighting for, is to get your kids back with you. Now, we've got about 20 seconds.
My kids gather, need to come home to their daddy. People need to go to Medical Kidnap, Northwest Liberty News. They need to go to Setting Brush Fires. They need to go to Sons of Liberty Media. They need to see the pictures and read the documents and know this is true, and they need to take action now. Call the Department of State. I talked to one of the top attorneys at the Department of Justice this afternoon who's finally looking into this herself. People need to take action. You need to do it now.
Right. This is all the time we got. Thank you for joining us. Neil Suit, join us again tomorrow. 23 hours. Chuck Ball, want to be with us? Till then, see ya.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.